T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
Today we're arguing over an inheritance, apparently.
Sweet.
All right.
Something that I will never, ever know anything about.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
We have Dave and Julie, and I don't know who's getting the inheritance or what's going on, but Dave won the coin toss, so he gets to go first. Dave?
Hey, yay.
What's happening? How can we help?
So I have an 18-year-old son, Benny. He's a soon-to-be high school graduate. My dad left him some money when he passed away, last year.
Nice.
And,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I meant nice that there's money, not that he... Okay,
right.
Never mind.
Sorry. Just ignore Steve for the moment.
Yeah, we're a year out, so it's all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He left him a chunk of money, and, he would only receive it, though, if he graduated. And, being that, Benny's motivated, he decided that he wanted to obviously graduate and then spend the money on a motorcycle and travel around the country before he goes to college.
Cool.
Ooh.
Travel around the country for the summer or, maybe... Not go to college right away?
No, go in. And, but for the summer, travel, have some experiences. And, I think it's a great idea.
This is his wife.
Yeah, Julie, apparently not going to let him finish his side.
No. They're saying this is summer, but I think it would go further than that. But that's what scares me.
Oh, okay.
And is it... Okay. Is it a
I mean, there's a lot of things that scare me, I should say. But go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, but as long as you're here, Julie, why don't you want... So you don't want him to buy the motorcycle? You don't want him to travel? What do you want him to do with the money?
So I think he should, invest in it. I mean, we're in hard times right now with our country. I think he could have a really nice nest egg in a few years. And with the motorcycle, it's not that I don't trust him. I know they're dangerous, but people are texting and... not paying attention. I don't want them to, get. I don't want them to get injured or worse.
Good point.
So I think it's dangerous. I think he should save it, and I think he could use the money towards college. I mean, we're taking out loans to help him with college. So, and he did get some scholarships, but I mean, it's a lot of money he got, and I think he could use it wisely.
Okay.
Do you feel that you have enough influence to get him to flip that? Because he's 18. He's going to be graduated from school. Doesn't that mean he can do whatever he wants with it?
Yeah.
Well, 18. I mean, they're still on our insurance till he's 26.
I know.
He's still a teenager. I mean, he could go to jail. He could go to vote. He can go to the military. But I just think, we do have an influence on him. And I want the best for my son. I see the end game, something really positive. But these two guys might... It's like I have two children.
Dave, do you think it's about, don't you think he should save some of it, or what's your deal?
That would probably be the more conservative thing to do. But, Julie's not telling you that she rides motorcycles, and it's not a problem.
Mm.
I think it's a great idea. He should use this as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, he shouldn't pass it up. He's a young kid, and he should travel and gain as many memorable experiences as he can before he's got to hit the books and focus on graduating college. He works really hard, and his grades have, really improved, obviously having this as motivation.
Yeah.
And, you know, he knew the money was waiting for him, you know, when he graduates. So
here's the deal. I think we just lost Amber on that one. Because as soon as you said experiences, like, you believe in that, right?
Yeah, I do. But I also feel like it's really dangerous. I don't know. I wouldn't want, if I was in this position, it would scare me to have my 18-year-old running around the country mm-hmm. on a motorcycle for a summer.
Exactly.
It would be, I'd be nervous about that.
With that much money in his backpack.
Yeah. No kidding, in his backpack. Right. He's right. Like, motorcycles aren't cheap. Motorcycle insurance isn't cheap, especially when you're 18. And then he's just staying in hotels. And
oh, yeah.
He can burn through that money making bad decisions across the fruited plains.
Bad decisions, but good memories.
He's a good kid. He's not like that.
Okay.
But that's all you want, Dave, is for him to have memories. You care more about that than having money in the bank.
Life is short as it is. And, you know, tomorrow's not guaranteed. And I think, you know, just like I did and just like Julie did, he should have as many experiences under his belt, you know, before he settles down and you know, really hits the books and you know, buckles up.
Okay. Because I know a lot of people that took that year off saying that they're going to go back energized.
The gap year.
And they just never went back. Yeah.
He will.
Yeah.
I guarantee he will. I mean, that would probably be one of the conditions, but.
But you can't make a condition because it's his money. This is, I think your wife is trying to tell you, if we could influence him away from that, then he'll for sure go to school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
but
then
we're getting into a whole argument. Like, there's so many online schools and trade schools and different things that you can do now that you don't really need to. Be worried about getting into this traditional yeah. way of college.
Good
and
point.
Taking the 4 years to get,
it.
You know, it. I don't know. That's a whole different argument.
I know my son,
argument.
And I know what we'll agree on, and this is what I believe is in his best interest.
All right, let's do this. Why don't you guys hang on? We're going to get you a jury, so don't move. It's okay.
Heavy sigh.
Heavy sigh from Julie.
I like them both. They're good. They're
good parents.
Yeah.
As a parent, I want to trust my son. But the motorcycles, step one.
That's,
oh my God.
That's really where I draw the line. Like, I just wouldn't be comfortable with that.
Because you trust him, not the motorists around
him. People who die
him.
On motorcycles aren't, they're yes. not a bad rider.
Right.
It's bad drivers around him.
Uh-huh. That's like, totally out of their control.
You have to live with your head on a swivel on a motorcycle yeah. and you could still die.
Yeah.
But I mean, in addition to that, like I said, motorcycles are expensive. He could blow through a significant inheritance that could buy him a house,
mm-hmm.
could pay for his college. Could you invest it in Bitcoin, right? Like, whatever.
I know, right.
It could be worth.
But he's 18. And how many of us said it? Yeah.
He could be talked into making good decisions. All right. So Dave wants his son to live his life. Julie wants to, like, save for tomorrow.
Mm.
Whose side are you on? 303-222-5423. I mean, I'm all for making money. I'm all, or like, spending money, making memories. But I'm also for safety and saving and
setting yourself up for success later on.
He might not return to school after that leap or that.
I'm also sort of on the what Amber was alluding to at the end without actually saying it. Does college really matter?
Yeah.
I got money in the bank. What do I need to go to college for? Dave, Julie, we're going to get some jury members in here for you. Let's start with Tracy.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Whoever side is saying to put the money in the bank.
That would be mom. That'd be Julie. Why?
It's me. I'm on because when I was 16, I was in a car accident.
Oof.
And I got a settlement when I was 18. And I told my mom, it's my money. Let me spend it. And I blew it in a year.
Oh.
And I'm over 40 right now. And to this day, I wish, and probably in my mid-20s, I wished that I would have put it in the bank and had a down payment for a home or something to that nature. I blew it in a year.
But you have those great memories, though.
No.
You do. Yes.
There are no great memories from what I spent.
Oh.
18-year-old memories are not the same as, like, 28-year-old memories.
Yeah.
She was 16, though.
But she didn't get the money till she was 18, Dave. I'm sorry. Thank you for the call, Tracy. It's only one vote, but how do you talk him out of it? It's his money.
It is, legally, about to be.
John.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
So when I was first listening, I was kind of leaning towards his side. Like, yeah, a kid gets to go out for a year or two after high school, kind of let his brain calm down. That's good and all, but then I leaned to her side. Like, motorcycles are extremely dangerous, man. Like, I've lost two friends to really bad motorcycle accidents. Ugh. Anything can happen, especially when you're traveling the road like that, so far away from everybody, you know, like, nobody knows what can happen.
Yeah.
So, like, I understand.
Oh, that's where we lost him. But, hey, Dave, how are you feeling about so far so being 0-2? Dave?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about being down two votes?
Not too good, but listen, I'm not dumb, right? I'm a dad, you know? Yeah. I mean, a part of me is pulling to Julie's side. I guess most of me is, but, the kid in me is, wanting him to live, you know?
Right.
Just live.
Let's get a couple more in here. Dave, another Dave.
Yay.
Whose side are you on? Let me guess.
I'm on Dave's side.
Why?
Because of the name. But yeah. I got a couple reasons for it, though. One, I mean, I personally rode my Harley from Florida and back four times. Cross-country road trips on a bike are amazing. Okay. Point two, if mom rides, how's she going to not let the son ride? And I guess the final point before I have a question is, more people die in car wrecks than they do in motorcycle wrecks every year. So,
okay.
I mean, I get it. They're dangerous. I do ride. And I know there's a lot of idiots out there, but you take a risk in anything you do. So you might as well enjoy life while you can.
Mm. All right.
But all of that being said, I wouldn't let him do it if he's a novice rider or hasn't really rode, because that's just asking for trouble.
There we go.
So make sure he's got some experience before he takes off.
You don't just, oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Steve, when you bought a bike, you wouldn't even get on the highway for like a year.
I was for a while, but I was safe and I stayed.
That's a smarter way to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let alone all of a sudden just set out like across the country.
Never. Yeah.
Let's get one more person in here and we'll tell you the verdict. Nancy?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on her side as a mom of three kids. Two of them are still in college right now. If he doesn't go, how about at least 1 year? Just go the first year. And then if he wants to buy his motorcycle, do that. But if he goes that first year, it's such a pivotal year of learning and meeting friends and all that stuff that if you go later, it's just harder.
It doesn't stick. So, if you take a gap, it's hard to jump back on.
Okay.
It really,
it's hard to meet friends. It's the whole social thing, all of it. So I would say if they could kind of split it down the middle and do 1 year first, then maybe they're open to the motorcycle. And maybe he'll want to stay in school. You never know.
You're right.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nancy. Mm-hmm. Dave, can you see the writing on the wall here, buddy?
Yeah, you know, listen, I kind of expected it, but it was worth a shot.
Bottom line, though, Julie, you can't force him to not do it. So what are you going to do?
No, I can't. Well, I like the idea of school and maybe have a conversation.
No! Her phone is just being awful, but bottom line is, what are you going to, how are you going to,
I know
you have to just start influencing him in another direction and go, here's what a 401k looks like if you put this much money in it.
Yeah.
And hopefully,
if you happen to own a motorcycle dealership though, send us your number. Cause this kid's probably buying one.
Slacker and Steve weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.